Ladies and gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
Welcome back to The Come Up. I am Haley, and with me is my husband, Ryan.
What's happening, motherfuckers?
What's happening? How do you spell happening?
H-A-T apostrophe N.
Hatton.
Yep. What's happening? Oh, sorry. It's H-A-T apostrophe N apostrophe N.
Hattonin. Cool. Okay. Who's on our show today?
Today, we are going to have Alisa Isley, IFBB Pro Women's Physique competitor. She a bad bitch.
Hell yeah. So we also call her Mr. Sisley because
her Instagram handle.
Instagram, shout out to Joe Bear of HD Physiques for making up that name. So her Instagram handle is Mrs. Isley, followed by a bunch of stuff, but and she'll plug it at the end of the episode. But it also looks like Mr. Sisley. So if you ever hear me call her that in public, it's not because I'm a dick. It's because it's funny.
Yep. So we decided to have her on the show because Alisa is competing in the St. Louis Pro, which is, today is Monday when we're recording this, and the pros compete on Friday, mm-hmm. and amateurs Saturday. So we figured we'd have her on and have her build a little hype before she goes on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically we talk about how she's getting ready for this show, future plans for this year, her background, you know, how she went from being just a teeny tiny bikini competitor to a big women's physique and potentially bodybuilder this year. Yeah. Big announcement.
True that.
So, Ryan, how's your peak week off to a start so far?
Shit's going pretty good, I think. On track. The only thing that, like a few days ago, I was down to 216. I got to be down to 212 or below. And I was down to 216. I was like, fuck yeah. Looking hard and crispy as shit. And then didn't change anything and woke up at like 222 the other day. I'm like, what the fuck?
Got your period, didn't you?
I did. I got my period. I started bloating. I couldn't poop. I just got really tired and sad.
That's how you're being a little bitch.
Yep. But then I was like, fuck this period. Cut out my ovaries. And grew a
snip,
small...
Snip, motherfucker.
Grew a small penis. And
you already had one of those.
Yep. Yep. And then, yeah. So, but now I'm back down to 220. So just got to lose some water.
You were 220
this
morning.
Yeah. 220.4.
Cool. That's probably because VJ gave you a magic muffin yesterday.
I did. I got to have a magic muffin.
Yep.
I woke up feeling like watery and shit yesterday, or like just soft.
And he was like, muffin.
He said, you need carbs.
And I was so like, that's the fucking thing.
I got to have some carbs and looked good today. So yeah, we good to roll.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll be headed to St. Louis on Wednesday.
Yep.
It's like a 4.5 hour drive from where we're at. So we'll look forward to 80s, 90s rock anthems.
Podcasts. Probably Rough, Rugged, and Raw. Probably yeah, some advices.
I'll try to not listen to stuff so that we can have it.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm not doing quite as much cardio now.
I'm excited to get to St. Louis and hopefully train at Tatoni's Dungeon Gym, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just called the Dungeon, right?
The Dungeon.
Yep.
Yes. And also shout out to Jack and Auntie Tony. They are the promoters of the St. Louis Pro and the NPC Midwest shows. So they run a big one. This is going to be huge. And it's a fucking full production. Like, those two are running around the entire weekend, and they do a really great job of making sure that everybody has a great show to watch. So yeah, if you're in the area, get there.
The St. Louis show is fucking legit. Mm-hmm. I mean, finals last year, I think there was probably 3,500 people in the audience. Mm-hmm. Like, it was packed to the point where people were standing in the back in this big convention center. And yeah, it's just a really cool show. Mm-hmm. But and I heard that Jack announced that the bodybuilders are fucking bringing it this mm-hmm. year. So, and I've seen some pictures of the dudes. Like, mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty stacked, I think. You know, motherfuckers can always edit their pictures and shit, so
I think nowadays, like, the guest poser is not really a huge thing at shows, just because people don't show up in shape, but Dexter Jackson,
you know,
is
he'll be
the
in shape.
Guest poser. And is he, like, ever out of shape? What is he, like, 78, and he's still in shape?
Yeah, the man's 94 years old. No, I'm sure he's not going to be fucking stage yeah. ready, but he
I mean,
doesn't
still Dexter
get fat.
Jackson.
He doesn't
cool.
get fat.
Yeah. Yeah, so Alisa Isley, let's run that motherfucking interview.
Yeah.
Welcome back to episode 8 of The Come Up. I am Haley and with me is Ryan. And today on the show, we have women's physique pro, Alisa Isley. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Just enjoying peak week.
Fuck yeah. Well, thank you. For coming on in peak week, especially. We figured it would be smart to have you on this week being peak week.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I'll be blunt. With anything asked, probably, because I'm in that I don't give a shit mind frame.
Yeah, perfect. We got you right where we want you then.
Yep. Coming in hot for the St. Louis Pro.
I thought so.
So where are you located?
I'm in Burlington, North Carolina.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're where Lauren Rutan's from North Carolina, right?
I think she's in Charlotte.
Charlotte. Cool. So travel to St. Louis. How's that going to work for you?
I am flying out on Wednesday. I'll leave Wednesday night, actually. It's about a 4-hour flight.
Oh, not too bad. Mr. Isley traveling with you?
He is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he dreads it. He hates traveling with me to shows because I'm such a bitch.
Okay, how so? You have to elaborate here.
Oh, I just go like I do struggle with eating when it comes time to compete because I'm scared to mess my body up because I know you've seen me and you've seen what I look like and it's scary to think, hey, one thing can screw that up. Mm-hmm. And actually when I went pro, I didn't eat all morning, but it was because my coach told me not to. It was trying to keep my stomach a certain way. And I ended up throwing food at them and yelling at them and walking off.
I remember
starting
that.
To pack my bags.
I remember that. That was action-packed day.
Yes. So I get super crazy, but it's only because I want to do my best.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's all right. It takes a crazy kind of person to do what we do.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, yeah, at least you can eat as much as you want after the show.
I know, I'm excited. I've been looking at restaurants like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Did you find anywhere good? Because I have not been researching St. Louis restaurants yet.
I found a few that were like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Is that what it is?
Fuck yeah.
I will send them to you. I found one that's like a Italian kind of pub, and then I found a bunch of like barbecue places.
Right.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Diners, so. Drives, and Dives, or whatever it's called, is like Haley and my porn during prep.
Yeah, pretty
much. It is. And it's weird that things like that excite us because we can't even eat it. I'm like eating cauliflower rice while watching. And I'm like, oh, we're just going to pretend that this is what is on the TV.
Exactly. People are like, you know, that's fucked up, right? Well, I'm well aware it's fucked up.
There's a lot of things that are fucked up about this.
Oh, yeah. I got away from the Triple D a little bit because there's so many like sweet shows on now. Like there's one called Unique Sweets. Have you seen that one?
I have not.
Oh my God, don't watch it.
I've been watching the one. Is it like it's the guys that are competing against each other and they're always baking cakes and like crazy stuff?
Oh yeah,
is
yeah.
It like Buddy versus
Duff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Duff, yes.
Oh yeah.
I have been watching that.
It's so crazy. I don't watch a single channel other than the Food Channel. It's fucked up.
Yep. It's so weird.
All right, back to bodybuilding talk. So, St. Louis Pro coming up. I know you were on Muscle in the Morning recently on Dave Palumbo's little YouTube that he does. Tell us the feedback that you got from him.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know I was on Muscle in the Morning. I got a message from somebody, I think it was probably put on in the morning, and I didn't get it till later that afternoon. And I was like, what is this? And all I saw was like a woman, I think it was maybe Jamie Pender, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Someone was getting ready for the show, and I was like, that's fucked up. Someone's sending me something to scare me. And I click on it and it's already into where I'm on the show. And he said, as long as I peak correctly, I should end up with a top three finish, which of course is not a guarantee, but to hear that coming from him was amazing. And I mean, he posted pictures that I had just posted. So somebody's been stalking me out and it made me feel like the bomb.
That's pretty cool.
And it actually, I mean, it helped. I mean, I am pretty tired, and it just helps to see that other people are watching me.
Hell yeah. Especially when Dave Palumbo says some stuff like that. That's so cool.
I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Top three. But then I checked and I know there's like 25 women's physique competitors coming.
Yeah. I think 25 WPD, and then there's like only 27 figure and less bikini.
Bikini, because who? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, no, we rag on bikini girls on this show all the time.
And
so.
Then we apologize very quickly.
It's acceptable then.
Elisa can rag on him too, because you were a bikini girl.
That's right.
I was that bikini girl.
let's talk about that.
I was, and yes, I competed my first show, and it's a funny story. My first show was Europa. They brought one here to Charlotte. And I got on stage, never been to any of this stuff before. And it was totally crazy. Like, I stood on stage first of all, I thought I lost and I just wanted to go home. And Brian was like, no, you're staying because you did good. You did good. So we stayed. And that night I get on the stage and I go to walk out and all I see is Monique. And I don't know, do y'all know who Mo is?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I saw her, and I'd never seen a female bodybuilder before. And I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, she's massive.
I froze on stage, like, looking at her, and I completely blacked out. I think Brian has a video. I blacked out, and I threw my hands in the air and walked off. And I ended up placing second. But my critique was always, too lean. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean I want to go eat fucking pizza so I could look like everyone else.
Right.
So I switched to figure. Mm-hmm. Again, figure I did good. I got my overall in figure, but it was one of those things where I still always came in too lean. And it's not, it's just my body. I don't know. It goes from, I mean, I was 185 in January and I am 145 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my body just drops like crazy. And I wasn't willing to like sacrifice my conditioning to please the judges
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, my first show I was like I think 110-ish on Jeez. Stage.
What year was that?
That was 2016.
Okay.
So 3 years.
So you've had some serious gains in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's still crazy to see myself that small.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I think it just comes down to before I wasn't eating.
Mm-hmm.
And now I eat like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then go ahead.
I think that, you know, for a lot of people, I think they miss the point that food is one of the most anabolic things you can use.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay, so when do I start trend? And you're like, you should probably learn how to eat chicken and egg whites first.
You know, it's funny, even like clients that don't compete that I have, that's always the first, like I'll send them their diets and they're like, all they care about is the damn supplements on it.
Right.
And I mean, it could be anything. It could be a freaking whey isolate.
Right.
And that's all they care about.
Right.
You're but like, yeah,
we're building a house here. We don't start with the fucking roof.
I don't care if I have to pin myself. I want to look like you.
Right.
Like, it takes more than just that to do that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. So, you're happy with women's physique, though. It seems to be that that's where you fit.
I'm planning on doing... Virginia has a women's bodybuilding show coming up, and it is only 2.5 hours from me.
Oh, solid.
It's in July. So I'm doing it as a women's bodybuilder because, first of all, it's close,
mm-hmm.
and because I get the conditioning. And it's just, I know people always bitch at me because I went from bikini to figure to, like, I jump really big. Mm-hmm. But so far, jumping is what's gotten me to where I am.
Right.
So I am. I'm going to compete in women's bodybuilding in a few months just to try it and see what I think.
That's awesome, dude. That's really exciting. And, like, it's only 2.5 hours away. You might as well do it.
I know. That's the main reason. Yeah. It's a pro AM too. So awesome. Brian might do it.
Oh, hell yeah. So is he currently dieting then?
He has been dieting with me.
Oh, man.
And this he is... was like, after he wants me to prep him.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you want me to prep you. I'm kind of like crazy.
I'll send you our room number in St. Louis, so if you need to get away, you can you can come hang out with us. Yes.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. I know. We got to go eat. Too.
Okay. I know. I think when I was in Minnesota last week and I posted that Giordano's, you were like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's like the first time we met. We went to Giordano's after
we
fucking,
did, and we,
Junior Nats in Chicago. Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever been able to eat pizza like that.
Really?
I've never seen it. Yeah.
Oh God.
We don't have it here.
Yeah. That's, the heartland. We're good for a few things.
Yeah.
Fat and cheese.
Fat people.
Cheese is the bomb. You said fat, yeah. People.
Fat people.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
So let's talk a little more about this small army that you have. We've got Brian, Mr. Isley, and then we have, tell us about your kids.
I have 5 kids, and really quick, just like, it seems like something crazy always happens in prep. My 13-year-old, she's almost 14, she actually tried to harm herself at the beginning of my prep. Mm-hmm. She was rushed to the hospital. And I don't know if kids are just crazy nowadays, but it was only because she was mad that she got in trouble and got her phone taken away.
Really?
But she went to she went to the deep end and got rushed to the hospital and was supposed to be admitted into a psych mm-hmm. ward. But anyways, so I was dealing with that. Then my son has been stealing a lot from me. Like, I have to hide my money in crazy places. And he is only 7. And
oh,
so I've been
gosh.
Dealing with that. Then I have an 11-year-old and I have a 5-year-old little girl. They're both in gymnastics. So doing that every week. And then my little boy, he just turned 9. He just had his tonsils and his adenoids taken out. He's also being evaluated for high-functioning autism, and he's in speech therapy twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, like, crazy everywhere, like soccer, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, appointments, and then plus we own our own business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Brian, like you said, my army, he's like a child in himself to take care of. And he sees me, like, super lean, so I always have to hear from him how fat he is constantly. And I think that's harder than all 5 of the kids put together.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a crazy prep.
That is crazy, dude. But, you know, you're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it.
How do you handle that? Because everybody, not even with everything that you have going on and all the issues you have going on with your kids and stuff at the moment, but a lot of times women are like, well, I'm a mom, I can't do this. You know, it comes up all the time. So what's your advice for people like
up.
That? Yeah.
My advice is to stop being a lazy fat cow and stop blaming your children for the reason you can't keep yourself together, mm-hmm. because it's nobody's fault but your own.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do it, I get up. I have a spin bike literally sitting in front of me right now in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
I get up at 3 in the morning and do my cardio before I go train clients. And in between training clients, I come home, get my kids ready for school, take them to school, and go back to the gym to work out. And in the evenings, I still do the rest of my cardio.
Mm-hmm.
It really does not take that long. So to me, the only advice I can give is like to stop being lazy and stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids are more valuable and they will respect you more for taking care of yourself later down the road. Like, my kids love it. I go to school and all the other kids are like, whoa, look at her bodybuilder legs, or don't mess with Haley's mom.
Yeah.
Like, they love it. And I'm not saying everyone needs to be a bodybuilder, but take care of yourself, because
right.
you do not want your children to be obese and made fun of. And bullying's so big right now. And It's just, that's one thing you can prevent as a parent.
Absolutely. I train mostly moms, young moms, or the, you know, their kids are up to like 15 or whatever. And I think the biggest thing that I've seen with them is they have a lot of guilt when they do spend time in the gym, you know, and it's not always like an intrinsic thing. Like they don't always feel it, but people make them feel like that. But you can't pour from an empty cup, you know, however good you feel is how the people around you are going to feel too.
Yeah. So. I used to get, when I first started, it was the same. My parents used to be like that and they would be like, well, what about the kids? What are they up to? How do they handle it? Like, and honestly, the happier I am about who I am, the happier my kids are. And I think, a lot of people, women, they become parents and they forget who they are. And most of them are deep down, very depressed. And most of the time they won't admit it until they hit rock bottom. Cause that's where I was. I was so depressed with myself. I was drinking and I don't know, most moms, you know, sit at home, drink wine at night or I mean, they just overindulge. And I was that person. I was taking care of 5 kids. At the time, I was split up with Brian. We had a little split up, and my grandfather had just passed away. And I was drinking every night to try to make myself feel better. And that's when I realized I had to make a change. And that's why I did start doing what I do. And it's turned into a lifestyle for me. So I just think most moms are too scared to admit that they're not happy with themselves and they are depressed deep down. So you have to put that into like perspective when you think, oh, I'm taking away from the time for my kids. No, you're not. You're adding time. You're creating something. It might not show till later down the road, but they will thank you in the long run and you will thank yourself.
For sure. That's great advice.
What was the drinking and the split up before bodybuilding, or was that like after you already started?
It was before.
I was just wondering. It seems a lot of times that people that get into bodybuilding have a, you know, a past of something like that, like drinking or drugs or partying in general. And Haley and I were the same way.
I partied too much. I didn't just like hang out and drink here. I like went out too much. And I think, it was just way too much. I liked alcohol a lot.
Hell yeah. Same.
I'm not going to lie. Like in my off season, I do have beer. I love beer. So I do drink still. I'm just more conscious of what I do, and I can never do it like I used to. It's totally different. And the bigger you are, the more you can drink. Honestly, it doesn't bother you.
Yep, you metabolize that shit faster.
It does.
The fuck's wrong with me then?
Well, when you were a functioning alcoholic, Haley, you were prescribed Adderall, so you were you were basically methed out or coked out just legally, and then drinking. But that's when you were like 115 pounds skinny.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, 115 pounds.
Oh yeah, it's. I'm glad I'm not going back to that.
Yeah, Haley looks a little different than she used to before bodybuilding, but like you.
So
who is that?
So you guys run a business. Tell us about that.
Yes. We train. We have a gym. It's a private facility. And we train in-house, and we also do online nutrition and posing, a little bit of everything, athletic training. Brian does more of the athletic training. And I am more of the competitors because I love to do it. I'm really strict about the clients I take. Only because I don't like dumbasses I don't have time for them. Yeah. I just don't have time for them. So he's more of like I have a couple lifestyle clients. But I'm more of the competitors and I prefer, I need like an application on my website.
Yeah.
I have one, man. It helps a lot.
You know, because if people are serious enough, they'll fill out the damn application. Some people are like, oh, that's too much. I'm not filling that out. I'm like, well, I don't want to work with you then.
Yeah, I actually, and I hate to talk shit about people, but I actually just had a client, and thank God it's done. I've never been excited for a client to be done.
Yeah.
but the bikini and wanted to compete so bad, but had no clue what the hell she was doing. Mm-hmm. And she just, I think she did it for the attention. And I, the whole time, I like, first of all, I walk in the gym, she's supposed to be doing HIIT, and she's like on a level 3 on the stairs. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And this is like 6 weeks into prep. She's like, my HIIT. I'm like, that is not HIIT. Like, what is wrong? So it's like they didn't ask questions. Then the competition was actually this past weekend. And I don't ever hear – like I want posing videos. I'm really big about posing because I think how you look on stage, no matter how what kind of condition you have, if you can't show it and you can't present yourself well, you're not going to fucking do well.
Absolutely.
And I always – I tried to help with the posing in person. And I also asked for videos. Well, I never got any of the videos. And long story short, she looked like crap. And then she questioned Saturday after like 5 hours, not heard from her. And she questions, what am I supposed to eat next? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Where's your pictures? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a babysitter. And that's why I'm big. And I am going to get stricter about the clients I take on. Right. Because if you don't send me check-ins, I don't babysit. That's not our job.
Right.
But yeah, I had to deal with that. And I finally, my last message, and they took it to heart because they actually posted about me because it said, good luck on your future endeavors. And so one of her friends like posted about it on their story. And I was like, I of course called them out on it because you don't know the story. You don't know the fact she wasn't doing anything she was supposed to do. She wasn't eating like she was supposed to. She did it purely for a man's attention.
Oh boy. That's a disaster.
Yeah. And I have never been so relieved to send the last week of nutrition and say goodbye. But yeah. So I'm going on a tangent, but this is like the perfect opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it is my business and I do, it's not just my business. It's what I do for a living as well. Mm-hmm. Like I compete. So anyone who tells me they're tired, I'm like, just shut up. Mm-hmm. We're all tired. Like, this is what you choose to do. Don't complain to me constantly.
Right.
Yep.
So it's a luxury, actually.
Yeah, it is. We get the opportunity to do it.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just – I do online competition or online prep and in-house training, which is so fun right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting up at 4 a.m. and getting to the gym.
Oh, yeah, getting to the gym, and then your clients be like, oh, you look like you're in a bad mood. I hate when you're competing. Shut the fuck up.
Like, no, you really don't.
Right. Haley gets that all the time, too.
I was like, Brian, I think I'm going to go ahead and cancel them tomorrow because I took Wednesday off. And I was like, I think I'm going to go ahead and cancel her this morning or tomorrow morning just so I could hurt her feelings because I don't appreciate her calling me grouchy first thing in the morning. When I wasn't grouchy. I just walked into the bathroom and she happened to be there.
Right.
That's the thing. Do people expect you to walk around with like a fucking smile on your face all day long? Like, this is my resting face.
Like, I walk in the bathroom, I'm not going to be all perky like, yay, I'm going potty.
Right. That's always something I've noticed about having a vagina. You know, people are like, you should smile. I'm like, the fuck for?
Right.
I don't want wrinkles, first of all.
I don't need to smile all the time.
You know, I always think that's funny. It's like, cheer up. I'm like, no.
I'm fucking normal good. Right now, dude. That's great.
Yeah, I vote cancel them.
I think so. I really do. I think I am.
Yep, I have one like, client for Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., and then we're hitting the fucking road for St. Louis.
How far away is it from y'all?
About 4.5 hours. Yeah, not too bad. We're driving.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it was like 10 or maybe more hours for me if I wanted to drive.
Fuck that. That's the worst. When you make that kind of a haul and you're cutting water. Like, oh my God, stopping to piss so much.
Like right now, I think I've already peed probably 15, because I'm drinking 2 gallons of water right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have peed 15 times.
It's the worst.
And with diuretics, it's even worse.
Yeah. I remember that. We, what the...
The That's when you went to Junior USAs.
Yeah, when I competed in Junior USAs, we drove. That was fucking terrible. It's a terrible idea. We should have just
we stopped every 45 minutes to an hour for Haley to take a fucking piss. All the way from Iowa to, where is it, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Jeez.
South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, stupid. Never doing that again. So speaking of training again, tell us about, you know, who do you work with for a coach, first of all? And then like, what's your training style? Like, how do you train?
My coach's name is Nelson Jones. He's pretty much been on and off my coach for a couple years. Mm-hmm. He just is the only one that really knows my body and my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go to anyone else. It's kind of like a boyfriend, like the one you keep going back to. It's kind of like that. But so he doesn't do any of my training. He just does my diet, usually about 6 to 8 weeks out from a show. Mm-hmm. Before that, I'll do my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my training, I train, I'm not going to lie, I train every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I will randomly take a day off like once, maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
And some days I train twice a day. I train pretty hard and heavy. I've never been one, like even right now I'm weaker, obviously, because I'm a little schoolgirl bitch right now. and I hate it. Like, I hate feeling like I cannot train. Like, right. I can't squat worth a shit. And, but yeah, I've always been big on heavy, just heavy. Mm-hmm. I train hard and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow like a particular split? Like, oh, Monday's push day, next day's legs, mm-hmm. push pull or whatever? Or do you just go intuitive?
I do shoulders and back, chest and arms. I do legs, but I don't have a certain, like, I do have like a deadlift day in my off season, and then I have a squat day. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't have a certain like push, pull. I do what feels good. Cause I mean, I have a lot of shoulder problems. Mm-hmm. So I do whatever feels good on that day. Cause sometimes one thing feels good, but doesn't feel good the next time.
Mm-hmm. What's where are the shoulder problems from? What caused that?
I think honestly from growing and lifting mm-hmm. the way I do, like it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
My knees ache a lot. I think it's just a mixture of just going from not, I mean, I didn't even step foot into a gym until 4 years ago.
Really?
That's insane.
Did you grow up an athlete or anything, or is this kind of just like,
no, I didn't. That's, I was nuts. Just like, that skinny fat girl who did nothing. I was like, oh, I'm never going to the gym.
I don't want to look like that.
I don't want to look like that girl.
And now you're going to be competing in a bodybuilding show.
I am that girl. That's now.
Crazy.
And now people come up to me, they're like, oh, you look like you work out a lot. Can you train me? I don't want to look like you, but... Exactly.
And then you say, like, you fucking won't.
You will never look like me, girl.
Don't worry.
Do you have issues with potential clients coming up to you? Like you just said, well, I want you to train me, but I don't want to look like you. Do you think your appearance turns away some potential clients because they're afraid they're going to look like you?
I think that, I don't know. I think I've had a few people that are scared of me. Because of what I look like, they don't, well, they'll come in, they'll start to work out. And they'll be like, I don't want to, like, I don't want my arms to be vascular like yours. And I'm not one to hold my tongue. And I think it's part of the fact I work for myself. It could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when people say things like that to me, I usually go off on them or I'm like a bitch about it. And so they'll stay with me for a while and then they'll stop, which is fine with me. Because I'm not there. I'm not a people pleaser. And so, yeah, I think in a sense it can, but I think it's more of the way I handle it. Cause I will never accept people talking to me like dog shit
mm-hmm.
and trying to make me feel like I don't ever want to look like your fat ass either.
Exactly.
It's like, that's my point is like, would you want me to say that? Like, would they want me to say that to them?
Right.
They probably wouldn't. They wouldn't appreciate it. So I don't appreciate them being like, oh, I don't want my legs to look all crazy and veiny like yours or my shoulders or arm. I'm like, just shut up. Don't say those things.
I don't want cellulite either, Karen. I don't want your cellulite.
It's such a weird concept, this like fit shaming versus fat shaming thing. And the love your body movement. Like I understand like love your body, but you cannot love setting yourself up for heart failure.
Love your body unless you're shredded.
Yeah. It's so crazy to me. Carl Lenore did a show about that. I went back in the archives to listen to it, and he just went off about it. Like how women like us, you know, deal with this kind of thing on a daily basis almost. And it's always someone that just hates themselves.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. I, like you said, the fit shaming and fat shaming. Mm-hmm. I actually had someone, I posted a picture the other day on Facebook and shared it on like a page that I go to. It's mm-hmm. like a fitness page. That's what it is. It's fitness mm-hmm. and bodybuilding. Some girl commented on it and was like, ew, that's gross or that's sick or something.
That's too much.
I was like, okay. And normally I would just let it go, but I think I was just in a pissed off mood. And I was like, oh, well, I think your obese ass is gross too. And I was like, you do realize you're on a fitness page, right?
Right.
But she never responded back after that. And, which is fine. It does get old. It gets old mm-hmm. because being fat is supposed to be acceptable, but being in shape is not. It's completely backwards to mm-hmm. me.
Totally. Weirdest thing. So when it comes to training, we've seen, you know, like some of your training videos on Instagram and stuff, but do you normally train alone or do you train with Brian? Do you have a partner or what? How's that going?
I normally do train alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I take that back. I do train with Brian some. Currently, I train alone because it's not wise for anyone to be near me. But when I am in a good mood and when I have food and I'm not, like, super lean, I do train with Brian for the most part because, like I said, I do like to train hard and I like to lift heavy. And sometimes I do need somebody there just in case so I don't hurt myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't have a training partner for the most part. I'd say half the week I train with Brian, half the week I train on my own. Mm-hmm.
Rand and I were just talking about that. We both prefer to train by ourselves as well, but having a spotter every once in a while is beneficial.
Well, yeah, on like chest day or something, you know, just while you're benching or whatever.
Yeah.
Heavy presses, I like to have a spotter. But other than that, I'm like, fuck, I would much rather train by myself because then your training partner starts talking to you. They're mm-hmm. not as tense as you are. And
plus, like, I mean, we don't have kids, but I'm talking to people constantly, like all day when I'm working. And that's like when I don't have to talk to people. I'm sure you can relate to that. Like no one's saying mom.
Oh, yeah. Like, or I think Brian might get hurt. His feelings hurt sometimes because he thinks I don't want to be around him. That is not the case. It is just the fact that, like, that is my only time to be by myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the one time I can, like, focus completely on just me. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I talk to kids. I talk to adults. I talk to him. I talk to everyone all day long that I just want that time to be quiet. Mm-hmm. And I can focus on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else there?
Nope.
All right. Let's talk about hobbies other than bodybuilding. What else do you do?
You know, other than bodybuilding and kids and work and
I know. What else do I do? Well, I love food.
Yeah.
So outside of bodybuilding, I love trying new places. Mm-hmm. And that's all. I mean, I don't really have hobbies other than trying new restaurants or recipes. I like to bake like healthier versions of stuff, like mm-hmm. cheesecakes and stuff.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Said you cheesecake. Said the word.
So a couple episodes ago, right after the Arnold Amateur, the first episode back, I ate an entire cheesecake on this podcast.
Oh my gosh! You know, I have a client actually making me a homemade key lime cheesecake this weekend.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, that's what I said to him this morning. I was like, you don't need to make me a big one. I was like, can you just like cut some off for me? And he was like, I could just make you a mini one. I said, okay, just a mini one because I will eat the whole damn thing.
Yep.
So I guess after the competition in St. Louis, we're going and finding a good cheesecake place.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. The only place I've ever found here is called Cheesecakes by Alex.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. But yeah, we should see now. I'm going to get off with y'all, and that's when I'm going to start stalking out. Then I'll start sending you a bunch of stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Brian will be like, why is the web browser full of cheesecake and dessert places in St. Louis?
What is this weirdo doing? but yeah, other than that, I do, we go to the casino occasionally. It's like 4 hours away, mm-hmm. but that would be my only other hobby. Cause it's like an escape from reality.
Mm-hmm. What do you play?
I play slots. Brian yeah. plays craps.
All right.
Mm. Nice. Yep.
We're more roulette people.
Yeah. Play roulette and blackjack. That's about it.
I do like blackjack a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So I think I just like slots because I've won a lot. And once you win, you don't want to, you think you're always going to win even after you lose like $3,000.
Oh, fuck. I've never had such luck on slots.
Or such bad luck.
Oh, I went. Either. When yeah. I went to Florida last year, I actually went to one of the casinos there and won a jackpot while I was there.
What?
Shit. I think it was Tampa Pro, maybe. And it was like my fifth or sixth show of the year, and I looked like pure shit. And I looked like pure shit. And so instead of going back that night, I felt like ass, and I was so upset with myself. So we went to the casino, and that's what happened.
Nice.
That's a good call.
So it came, it worked out well.
Hell yeah. All right, so now we'll go out for cheesecake and find the closest casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need a good burger
in my
life. Do
they have casinos there?
I don't know. I'm not sure about Missouri law, but we shall see.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm. So, the segment the listeners love. We're going to do a schmo corner here because we know Elisa has a story to share. So, for those of you just tuning into the come up, schmo corner is when we give a little insight into what it's like to be a chick with lots of muscle, or in Ryan's case, a dude with lots of muscle.
Yeah, you know, like when a dude wanted me to bang his tight virgin asshole.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
You did not agree. I declined.
Declined. So. Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. So
good to know.
Yeah. So, do you have any stories for us?
Well, I have many. Nothing as crazy as that, though. I can't lie. I wish I could make up something as cool as that, but I just can't do it. So you definitely got me there. I have a few people that are obsessed with the soles of my feet, and they'll be like, "Oh, I love your nice, sexy, muscular body. I would just love to lick the soles of your feet." yeah, and so I don't respond. But then I get the people that I've had somebody, I think I posted like a video of me, I don't know, my armpits were showing. And they're like, wanted to massage the underneath of my arms and lick my armpits. And I'm like, what is up with these guys wanting to lick these weird ass places on my body?
Like, really? You couldn't just offer a good old fashioned rim job?
God, seriously. And then I had somebody, this one, I'm not going to lie, it was a very tough decision to turn down.
Sometimes they offer a lot of money.
It was just all they wanted was some pictures of me in my daily lifestyle, but some of them they wanted me naked. And personally, I'm just not big on getting naked. I don't take naked pictures ever. Mm-hmm. Not for me, not for Brian, not for, I just don't do it.
It only ends badly.
It was like $25,000
a
month.
Fuck.
And I was like, I told Brian about it because it was so much money. And I was like, maybe it's not a bad idea. It's like a new car. And
yeah.
So
I'm thinking like 1 month and like, my student loans are gone.
He was like, you probably didn't turn it down. You probably did it and you just kept the money. And I was like, why the hell would I mention it to you then?
Right. Right.
And so then when I told the guy no, he continued to go up money-wise. Like, it kept getting higher and higher and higher. And I finally had to block him because it was so hard to tell him no.
I'd have been like, here's my PayPal. Let's see it. Show me the money.
50% down payment.
I'm like, I need 50 now, 50 later.
Yep.
But other than that, no, I get like, because my business is connected to like my Instagram and everything, mm-hmm. I get, which it's been happening a lot the past week, I think because I'm so lean and
right.
People and guys are just obsessed with filling deep down in your muscles or something. But I get like phone calls at all hours of the night and text messages.
Oh my God.
And asking me for like posing, nude posing sessions and stuff like that. And I just immediately blocked the number. But I think it's happened to me probably 20 times in the past 5 days.
It's fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
So yeah, I don't have one exact story. I have several kind of combined.
Yeah, you have a lot of good ones there. I'm like, sure there's a lot more too.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's the favorite would be the money one because,
oh, yeah.
Like I said, it's hard to refuse, but it is what it is.
All I got to say is if that guy's out there listening right now, you can DM me and I will send you flaccid dick pics all month long. It's going to be an extra $10,000 for a chubbed up one, though.
I approve. I approve. Oh, send us the money.
And Haley's bicep will be in the background.
I'll be glad to share his information with you.
Right. See, this is called networking, people. Networking. Figure out your life.
Just tell him I referred you in case I get anything out of it.
You get
can
a cut.
Can I use discount code Elisa for 10% off?
It's fucked up.
Oh, God.
The schmoes are like, they're breaking our code. They're cracking our code. What do we do?
Oh, shit.
Fuck. All right. All right. That's another schmo corner for you guys.
That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah. So let's, any advice? We kind of covered this already.
Well, other than being, don't be a lazy fucking bitch.
Yeah.
What's some advice you have for listeners?
Sorry if I hurt anyone's feelings.
No, it's probably a nice awakening.
Yeah, it's good. If your feelings get hurt, normally you have to do something about it, you know?
Exactly. Probably because you should have fixed this already.
So just, I mean, maybe advice for competitors, people you coach, anything that, you know, you put out there normally or you want to tell people?
I think one of the biggest thing is people see all of us compete and they see how amazing we might look on stage or the suits or just little weird things that make them want to do it. And I think that is the worst way to decide to do a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it ultimately becomes a waste of money. So I think for anyone out there that decides they want to compete, I think the best thing to do is like write out a plan and write out the goal and why you're doing it and make sure it's a goal that you see being a reason for doing it really. And rather than just the cool suit or the makeup or losing some weight. And I'm big about don't ever step on stage just so you can say you did it because nobody wants to see a big girl on stage in a bikini or because you lost 60 pounds.
Right.
And I don't know. To me, it's just don't try to like jump into something without knowing everything that goes into it because you're going to waste money and know that everything takes time and it doesn't just happen overnight. And it takes more than steroids to create what we are. Like I know everyone's going to claim that it's all drugs or which I've had so many people say it's all the Trin and all the fucking Winstrol and Anavar. First of all, I don't touch Anavar I don't touch that. So it's definitely not that. So I hate when people say that because it does take a lot more than just a steroid. It takes a lot of determination and desire and dedication, the training, the cardio, the food. The food is a big thing. So I just think that's the biggest thing is knowing that it's not just the pill that you take that gets you in shape. It takes time.
Hell yeah. That's like, so I prep and year round, I stay on like a HRT dose of test, right? So I'm very low on my on my test. And I know all kinds of guys that take the exact same amount as I do, but they don't train like I do and they don't eat like I do. And they look like a normal ass fucking person. You know what I mean? So it's it's not just all it's not the drugs.
No, Brian, actually, he's the same. He has to, he has to stay on year round because otherwise he's nothing. And it's one of those things that so many people claim that that's the way that we look the way we do, but it really, it isn't that. It is the training. It is the food. And then it might be, there is some help, but oh, fucking well, we work harder.
Right. I've noticed it's usually like everybody's dealt this hand of cards and then it's their genetics. And it's the people that didn't get the best fucking hand that always claim that it's gear. You know?
I was I don't know if you saw what I looked like. I was like a rail.
Oh, dude, same.
I had no shape. I had a big old wide waist.
Right? It's crazy, and it takes time, and just, you know, the effort and consistency can change, and, you know, your genetics start coming out. You know, you start doing the right things, and the good genes start to show their face. But people just, you know, they'd rather say, well, I have a crutch, and not, you know, kick it out of the way and learn to walk for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great advice. I have this written down. I haven't talked to you about it before, and I don't think I've heard you talking about it, but you do have a lot of tattoos, and I'm wondering, like, have you had any feedback about that?
I have not. I did talk to a judge once mm-hmm. about it. And it does not, as long as it doesn't hide anything on stage that they would like to see,
mm-hmm.
Then it's not supposed to affect judging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the things, I think if it gets in the way of like your back, like maybe a full back tattoo or right. something, and it completely covers everything, then it might affect it. And I think it doesn't affect it so much because I'm women's physique now and mm-hmm. not bikini. Like if I was bikini and there was, say, me and a girl with no tattoos and we were first and second, they're probably going to go with a girl that looks more natural.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, but women's physique and bodybuilding, I don't think, I honestly don't think it's ever affected my judging.
Right. I agree. It's been interesting to hear kind of that change, you know, from the real old school way of judging to now, even like the guys that get up there on stage and they think they have to shave their beard off. And now, now guys are like, well, if it works for my look, you know, I keep it. And they're not really getting moved down anymore. So it's kind of nice because it's part of our personality. You know, I don't have a ton of tattoos, but I have them too. And it's like, it does come back to personal preference. Like what we do to our bodies, we better love, because if we're doing it for a judging panel, it's not going to go very far.
Yep.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I mean, if the tattoos ever got in my way, then I'd probably tell them to go fuck themselves.
Right. Yep.
That's right. Because it is what it is. Mm-hmm. They're my kid. Like they all have meaning to mm-hmm. me. Like the one on my shoulder with the cheetah print, you would never know, but it's all my kids' names.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And the ones on my chest were for my grandfather. So they're not meaningless tattoos. They all have meaning. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone was to say anything about that, they could just kiss my rear and I'll go elsewhere.
Kiss my shredded rear. Not literally schmoes.
I have that'll all be the 50, lines. Thou. You can choose which one.
So let's talk peak week here a little bit. And Nelson have a plan going in, or have your peak weeks been different with him so far? Or what's going on this week?
This one is very different than normal. It's crazy. It's a big difference. So it's kind of scary to me because I feel like I'm eating a lot more than normal. Usually it's like carbs and then just protein and whatever. But now we're doing quite a bit of carbs, but also quite a bit of fat. Because I think I might be the leanest I've gotten yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not completely dried out or anything right now. And we're also doing water differently. We're not like front loading or back loading water. Mm-hmm. We're keeping it pretty steady through the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And then my training, I'll train pretty much up until I leave Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And cardio, I'll do cardio all week. So yeah, everything's a little different this time, but I'm excited to see what happens. I think it'll all work. I don't know. I think it'll work out great.
It will. It'll work out.
And then we are, it's weird because he's always been big about, for like my load meal, I've always done like steak and French fries or something more basic,
mm-hmm.
but we're actually discussing burger and fries, which I have done on my own in the past. Actually at Junior USA is when I got rejudged.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was too lean. I was too conditioned. And my only critique was to come back and eat for a couple weeks. So that's what I did. And then I went pro. But that's the conditioning I'm planning on bringing, is the one I had at Junior USA's. And I actually did, I believe it was a burger and fries after prejudging. And then I think a shot of like either vodka or I don't know what it was. I went to sleep for like 2 hours and I woke up and I was like, it was crazy. I turned around. I was more shredded than the bodybuilder that won. And he's actually doing St. Louis. I don't know if you, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. He knows it though. He actually knows it. We've had the conversation. Tyler Woosley or Woosley. I don't know. He was there with Boston Lloyd.
Okay.
But yeah, when I turned around, my glutes, like from back at FR, they just flickered. It's just crazy. I don't know. It's crazy to me still.
That is crazy.
But so right now, peak week, that's the plan, is I may be doing a cheeseburger and stuff.
Hell yeah.
The night before the show.
Yep.
Hell yeah, girl.
That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to look good.
It works.
Yes. So before we sign off here, let's plug your social media. Tell the listeners where they can find you for training and any sponsors or anybody you want to give a shout out to.
Yeah. So my Instagram is MRSISLEY88_IFBB_pro. My website is alisaisley.com. So pretty simple. And yeah, I have a few sponsors. Meredith Mitchell is my suit sponsor with Crystal Mayhem and my makeup sponsor. Silverback Apparel, I of course thank them. They actually will be taking care of my nails and all my prep for this week. And Elite Tanning is also with ProTan. They're my sponsor. Nelson Jones, of course, my coach, my husband, because the past 2 weeks he's helped a shit ton with the kids when I need them just to go do something fun because I'm pretty boring. Let me think. I don't know if I'm missing people. I always miss somebody.
Yeah.
And it's not on purpose. So if anyone listens to this and I miss you, I apologize.
If you remember, I can always edit and throw it in for you.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because yeah, I'm like clueless if I'm missing people. And then I actually, dang it. I have, of course, cash sponsors. So I'm always thankful for them. They don't ever want recognition, but
yeah.
I am thankful. And my family, everyone, my clients, for even as a bitch and even when I'm like, shut the fuck up and just keep doing what you're supposed to do, they're still here after. I guess they know I helped them.
That's right.
So don't worry about it. But yes, that is about it.
Awesome, Lisa. Well, we wish you the best of luck this week. We will catch up with you in St. Louis and kill it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on, girl.
See you later.
Of course. Bye. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Come Up. Make sure to check out TrueNutrition.com for all of your protein and supplement needs. Use code ADVICES at checkout. Again, that's TrueNutrition.com, code ADVICES. Check me out for coaching services, www.trainbyhd.com or Ryan at MySovereignAesthetics.com. See you next time.